Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me and talk organic gardening, landscaping, pest control, or any kind of related questions is fine with me. 866-444-3478. One thing, catch up real quick. I was talking to Murray, a caller off the air, about a couple of things. He brought up something I thought I better pass on to everybody. He said that he had done a bad thing, sprayed some chemicals on some pond algae and wondered what my recommended control was. I said cornmeal, just like we use for brown patch and St. Augustine and bluegrass and various turfs. Works on algae, and he said he had used it and it seemed to work, and then it came back and he didn't work the second time. He had killed during that process a bunch of hydrilla or some kind of water plant. I think he said hydrilla with chemicals. Well, when you do that, the green plants die and go down into the bottom of the pond, loading the pond with nitrogen and other nutrients too, throwing the chemistry out of balance, and that's what brings the algae back, loading up. I had asked him if he'd been using a lot of fertilizer around the pond. So if you have pond issues and you want to clear it up, the first thing that I recommend strongly, if you have any broadleaf plants, water lilies, hydrilla, what's the other one with the little yellow flowers? I'm drawing a blank. But any of the plants, the broadleaf plants, if you can rig up some kind of a drag that has hooks on it, some kind of frame that has rebar sticking down, or whatever you can get, you might be able to buy something or find something at the junk stores or whatever, throw it out and literally drag those weeds out, pull them up to the shore, put them in the compost pile. They're wonderful. They're loaded with nitrogen and other nutrients, and that's the reason that they're a problem if you kill them and let them sink to the bottom of the pond. And then the second thing you do, if you have cattails, which is a common weed problem, if you let them get too much. I think some cattails show biodiversity and are a beneficial thing for a pond or a lake edge. You deepen the water level right at the edge of the pond where they're growing, where they're a problem, and that eliminates them. They've got to have that real shallow water, and if you make it deeper, you can kill them, but they'll come right back if you leave the same conditions on the edge of the pond. Cornmeal will work to kill floating algae and various kinds of algae in the water. But if you're killing a whole bunch of volume of material and it sinks, you're going to lead to a little bit bigger problem. What I use on my koi pond, I have a flash growth of string algae a couple times a year, usually when the temperature is changing and it's at a certain point and you've got moving water, you're going to have string algae, and it's the hardest one of the algaes to control. But hydrogen peroxide does a beautiful job on it. And the rates for all of the hydrogen peroxide uses you can find on our website on dirtdoctor.com in the library under hydrogen peroxide. You can kill mustard algae in swimming pools. You can kill the floating algae. You can kill the string algae. But remember that where you can, physically pulling it out, you know, if it's a home pond or something, with a hard rake is the best first thing to do. And then you take care of the remainder of it and keep it from coming back with the hydrogen peroxide. Let's go to the phones. John has a guest on our contest photograph, calling from Dallas. Hey, John.
Hey, my guess is that it's frostweed.
Frostweed. How are you familiar with frostweed? You got some?
I've got some of it. It doesn't look as good as yours.
Yeah, that's frostweed, John. You are a winner. It's a cool plant. At my place, I have to keep cutting it back some. It gets a little bit invasive. But for people that aren't familiar with frost weed, when you have the first heavy frost freeze, the moisture in the stems freezes and pops out of the stem and comes out as little ice sculptures. It's really cool what it does when you get the first hard freeze. So, and the white flowers, I had somebody write me an email about it recently. So they had real pretty white flowers, but they didn't have any butterflies. Generally, it's attracting the monarch butterflies and other butterflies really well. How's yours doing in that regard?
Well, mine only get to be about 8 inches tall.
Really? Golly, mine get 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, frostweed is the correct answer. You win one of the natural organic certification courses, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Did she get your information, Mary Rose? Okay.
Yes, I did.
You've already got that. Well, I hope you enjoy the test, and let me know what you think about it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Or enjoy the course, actually, the course and the test at the end. It $195 value, retail value for one course. There are discounts available for people in the business that want to have several of their employees take it. There's discounts for nonprofits and schools and various kinds of things. So if you're in any of those categories, you can contact our office through the Ask Howard or info@dirtdoctor.com. But all the information for the course is right there on the homepage of our website, dirtdoctor.com. Telephone number, there's an open line all of a sudden here at 866-444-3478. Daryl the Snake Man in Lancaster. What's going on, Daryl?
All kinds of stuff. First of all, I want to go back to one of the earlier calls because the guy was talking about, you were introducing him to the whole shredded tree trimmings thing. Mm-hmm. It changed my world when you told me about it. And by the way, I wish I had a bobcat to distribute it with, because if I did, my property would be, you know, crisscrossed with cool pathways made with this stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great for that. You bet.
Yes. And all I do is every single time there's a windstorm in my neighborhood, I just drive around my neighborhood looking for tree crews and say, look, go three blocks this way and one block that way. You can dump a load there. Isn't that convenient, you know? And they'll do it.
Oh, sure.
So, but my pile, having to distribute it, you know, manually, as I do, sort of in a lot of ways became a compost pile. So that moringa tree that I sent you a picture of earlier.
I've got it.
Moringa oleifera, a plant native, actually a tree native to the Philippines, that is arguably the most nutritious plant on earth. They call it, you know, nature's multivitamin. And it's arguably, I don't know, in terms of benefit to mankind, the most beneficial plant you can legally grow in Texas. So the tree had, I mean, I got it as a little sapling, you know what I mean? And it had been through weather extremes that I shouldn't have let it hit. At one point, it got down to zero leaves, and I was giving up on it, but a little bud came out. And no sooner was it beginning to recover, but it got knocked over, and it mostly exposed the root flare. So I repotted it, and it just went nuts. And the way I repotted it was I just used a scoop of the decaying tree trimmings beneath it, planted it in some old soil that was, you know, it was good soil at the time, and added another layer sort of as mulch, but of course left a lot of root flare. And that tree, I'd sent you a picture on email, that's a very happy tree. It's growing really fast.
Yeah, mine is, my little one that David and Richardson gave me is doing real well, and I've got it in pretty much full shade. What's the coldest temperature yours has had to put up with?
I'm guessing probably anything downwards of 45, bring it inside.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Moringa is what we're talking about. Moringa. Moringa.
Yes.
All righty. Well, I had a big snake visitor not too long ago. I was going to the dog run, almost stepped on him barefooted. He was about 3.5 feet long. I think it was one of the water snakes that had was going to the dog run for some strange reason, but he moseyed off. I didn't mess with him at all, but he was a good size snake.
Remember, the easy way to tell a water snake at a distance is those bars across his mouth. I mean, it's like vertical bars. It's basically large labial scales, clearly demarcated. Yeah, so it looks like his mouth's been sewn shut.
Well, Darryl, thanks for calling. Appreciate the update.
Great talking to you, sir.
Talk to you later. Thanks. All righty, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. You can get Darryl's line at 866-444-3478. I will be back right after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, thank you, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Trish listening on our Dirt Doctor app in Lone Grove, Oklahoma. Hi, Trish.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I went into Ardmore and found a landscape company that had yanked out a bunch of rose bushes.
Okay.
And so, I'll just give it a try. I asked if I could have a couple of them, and they're pretty good size. I stuck them in big pots and thought they won't make it, you know, it's been about 2 months, but they're thriving and blooming.
Yeah, they're tough. Roses are a lot tougher than most people think.
So my question is, since I transplanted them so recently, should I wait to transplant them into the ground till next year or do it now? I kind of hate to shock them with two transplantations that close together.
Yeah. Are they blooming any at all, Trish?
One of them is getting ready to. They've got red leaves all over. One of them needed to set up a new shoot.
Yeah.
And that's the one that's blooming, so it's doing really well.
That's an interesting question for me. If they're putting on some new top growth, that means they're trying to push out a little bit of new root growth as well.
I can leave them in the pots and take care of them and keep them right by the porch.
No, it might be the best thing to do, and then put them in the ground once we get a freeze. And,
okay.
And we know they've gone totally dormant. That's
okay.
Probably the thing to do instead of disturbing them right now while they're actually trying to put on some new growth. You see what I mean?
Sure.
And as soon as we get some frost and you get some fall color pretty consistently in the trees and everything, systems will be shut down where you can go ahead and put them in some beds where you've prepared the bed, you know, with compost and rock powders and sugars and everything, and really get them off to a great start. How many do you have?
I had the two.
Just two plants?
I was driving my small car, so that was kind of interesting.
Okay.
To shove them in the back of my car. But I haven't done a lot with roses, so this will be a good experiment. I don't know what kind they are, but I'll go ahead and plant them after we've had the freeze.
Okay. Well, I would do that, and I would also do one other thing that would be kind of a nice experiment and kind of a backup plan for you, and that's take some cuttings off of them about 8 inches long. I was talking to one of the rosarians yesterday at the Denison event where I spoke, and she had an interesting technique that wasn't really anything dramatically new except for the for one little part of it. She would take the cuttings and plunge them into good soil. She didn't use perlite. She used soil, which I tend to do too, a good organic potting soil. And then she used a clear glass vase that you just get from, you know, the stores that sell redo products and stuff. Just, in other words, get the cheapest glass vases you can get, or you can just use a big jar that is used for canning and stick it over the top of the cutting so it's in this little greenhouse. And she told me that she leaves it in the shade, does that, leaves it in the shade, and never takes it off, just lets it stay there, and has it in a pot that has the soil filled all the way to the top. So it roots in this pot and can last in that pot as long as she wants it to, or move it to a new location later. Very, very simple technique of creating a greenhouse effect over your cuttings. I thought it was a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. I think I read something about that several years ago, but I've never tried it. So I will give both of those a try. Daryl Cox stole my thunder about supporting the wood chips. I bought basically a cow pasture that had nothing but weeds and lots of bare ground. So I just put paper and cardboard down and put the chips on top, and my Bermuda will go ahead and spread. And I've got a really nice yard, but it's a lot of work to hay and spread it. But the good news is you don't have to go to the gym. That'll take care of it.
Yeah, and once you've done it one time, you don't have to keep doing it over and over again. The tree trimmings, for people that don't know, are so good because when you grind up trimmings from a tree that's a live tree, you got the carbon and, you know, the cellulose and everything of the wood, of course, but you also have a lot of protein because the cambium and the buds and the green stems and leaves all have protein, which is nitrogen. So you've got a very nice balance of carbon and nitrogen, and that's why one of the reasons that it stimulates biological activity so well and works as a natural fertilizer and soil builder.
It's been a slow process, but I haven't had to buy any sod or seed.
That's right.
So it's worth it. Okay.
Thanks,
well,
Trish.
I appreciate your help.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Let's go to John, and the number is 866-444-3478. John is at Cedar Creek Lake. Is that right, John?
Yes, sir.
Listening on 660 The Answer. What's up?
Correct. I've had recently a tree, it seems like coming out of a tree, little white bugs, and they float in the air, and they're real light. I just thought it was cottonseed or something like that, but I got to looking at them, and they actually move, and even saw a couple of fire ants trying to take a couple of them off. But when they blanket everything, there's so many, thousands. And they're still coming out of the tree.
Wow.
It's sticky. It's sticky. It makes my garden hose and everything they've touched on.
Yeah, interesting.
They're real light.
Have you looked close enough to see what each little organism looks like?
Yeah, I can't really tell what it is, though. It looks like just a little puff of fluff.
Huh. Let me talk to you off the air because I got to take... Take a break.
Okay.
Hang on, we'll chat off the air. I got a couple of ideas what it might be. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter's free, weekly newsletter. Just fill out the form that's right there on dirtdoctor.com.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number to be on the show with me is 866-444-3478. Here's Ray in Lincoln, Delaware. Is that right, Ray?
Yes.
Listening
How
on,
are you this morning?
I'm fine. Listening on WGMD. What can I do for you?
Yes, I listen to your station all the time. What I have here, we moved from Pennsylvania to Delaware, and we have an issue, the last two houses we were around in Delaware, of these voles. They just, like, burrow all over the grass underneath. And I just wonder what I can do to get rid of them.
Yeah, those little beasts can do a lot of damage. They're very similar in what they do and how to control them as moles are in other parts of the country, right? One of the products that I thought was gone and now is apparently back on the market that I've had the best luck with and I've had reports from all over the country about it is called Mole Scram. And it may even say voles also on the label, but it says Mole Scram, M-O-L-E for sure. It is a totally organic product that a guy came up with a brilliant idea. He came up with the idea of creating a repellent that doesn't just have a bad smell and make them stay away from a stinky smell. It has the odor that gives the animal the fear of death if they stay around it. And it is extremely effective. So check with your hardware stores, feed stores, farm stores, and garden centers up there and see if they have mole scram. And if they don't, you can buy it mail order on Amazon or something like that.
Is it dog safe?
Oh, yeah. It's 100% organic and totally safe for pets.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to try that.
Let me know how it works for you.
I will. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. And we've got open lines if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. And it gives me a chance to talk about a couple of things that I didn't get finished. Big note for your garden ledger, and that is, this is a perfect time to plant trees. A lot of people are asking me, I forgot to mention this earlier in the show, they're asking me specifically if this is the best time to shop for trees, be able to see the fall color on the trees in the garden center, and be assured that that's what you're going to get on your tree from then on. I tell everybody the same thing. It is the best chance that you will get of having the fall color that you want. If you want a certain color on red oaks, for example, if you buy that red oak when it has its color in the nursery, that's going to give you the best chance. 100%? No. It may turn out to be maroon instead of bright red. It may turn out to be kind of an orangey yellow instead of red, because when the tree moves from being maintained in the nursery, just in the potting soil, to being in your soil, which will be a different chemistry, obviously, and you're using different fertilizers and things, it may alter it. May not, may be exactly the same. Sometimes it will be, but there's no way to be 100% sure. I just wrote reason this was on my mind, it came up in a column in Dallas Morning News that was going to run in the next issue, I think. And I told people in the column that the trees that are the most consistent about keeping the color that you see on them in the nursery would be things like Texas ash, which is a native ash. White ash is a very, very similar tree and available all over the country. Japanese maples, available all over the country, will tend to be pretty darn consistent about what you see in the nursery to what they will stay. Dogwood's pretty good in that regard. Elm trees are always going to be yellow pretty much, but the yellow intensity will vary from a brilliant bright yellow like a ginkgo or an aspen to kind of a brownish yellow gold, you know, and not be necessarily exactly the same. But this is a great time to plant, because when you plant at this time, you catch that burst of root growth you get in the fall. Just like I was talking to a caller earlier about roses. Roses will have kind of a little mini explosion of root growth in the fall. Trees, all woody plants do. So if you plant late summer or early fall, you'll catch some of that root growth, and you'll have more root growth during the winter, even though there won't be any top growth. And then in the spring, the plants really take off like they've been there for a while. It's just the best timing that there is. Whether the tree in the nursery is in a container sitting above the ground, bald and burlapped, or a bare-rooted plant, fall is your best time. You can plant, especially with the organic techniques that we recommend, you can plant trees year-round. Don't get me wrong, but just know that the ideal time is now late summer and early fall. One more quick thing before we go back to the phones. Our newsletter, we really have a lot of fun with it. We do things that range from plants to things that are going on at the State Fair of Texas. And like I told everybody last week, I recommend that you go out to the great State Fair of Texas now. One of my favorite things to see out there, I put on Facebook, is the Drum and Bugle Corps of the Marine Corps. And I've gotten one of my buddies is in the Exchange Club, the club that puts on the Byron Nelson Golf Classic. And Joe took me out to lunch at the Exchange Club meeting the other day, and I got to see them perform inside the music hall, and it was terrific because the sound's even better in there than it is out in the outside where they perform every day. They perform, for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you want to drive in, they perform at the state fair at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they also are part of the parade that happens at dusk. And it's well worth it. It's just really, really great. And at the end, they take off their white gloves and hang around. You get to go down and talk to the Marines out on the field where they perform. So it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of good stuff there, and I recommend it. But remember, and I try to warn people about this, don't plan on seeing them the last couple of weeks of the fair. They're only there 17 days, and they've already been there over a week. So if you're going to go see that, you need to do it right away. Another newsletter that we just did was a quick little video of the photography I took of the Flight 93 Memorial. It's now a national park outside south east of Pittsburgh. Not too far from the resort where we spoke at the Mother Earth News Conference, the Seven Springs Mountain Resort. And it's worth going to if you're in that part of the world. When I went to, I was just about 40 miles from Mountain Springs Resort and out in the country, beautiful. Gosh, everything was so green and beautiful. It was amazing. But it's a huge place. I was really amazed. They took the whole farm and made it part of the memorial there, and really contemporary architecture that follows the flight path of the plane. And then you go out to an overlook and you look down on the impact site, and you can either walk down to the right down to it, which is a long way, or you can drive around to the left down to the impact site and, you know, see the graphics and read all about it and everything. And it gets to you. It would have been a little more emotional, I think, if it was a little more compact, a little more. It's just huge. It covers a bunch of acres, but it's good, very, very well worth going to see. Well, it made me think about the fact that I saw the movie soon after 9/11. It was made pretty quickly about the takeover of United Flight. And it was I remember it was a really good movie, and I wanted to see it. And so Judy and I started looking for movies to rent at one of the local places. We rent movies at Premiere Video a lot. And we went in there, and they said they didn't have Flight 93. And so we tried to find it on Netflix and Amazon, and we found three or four different movies about the takeover and the crash of 93, and they were all called 93 or Flight 93 or something else. And finally, the owner of Premiere Video ran into him, and he said, hey, it's not Flight 93, it's United 93. And there are several of those movies. I think they're all worth watching. They all approach it from a little bit different standpoint, but the one called United Flight 93 is probably the one that I recommend the most. I started that thought process because that was one of our last newsletters. It might have been the last newsletter, which you can see. We put the current one on the website, and we put the archives on there. If you want to get the newsletter sent to you as soon as we do it, just fill out the form that's on the homepage. My next one is going to be about, talk about shifting gears, is going to be about goldenrod, which was in bloom all over Pennsylvania. Gosh, it was beautiful. And ragweed. People ask me, what the heck is going on? I've got these allergies. I can't breathe. A lot of my friends are having all choked up and sore throats and everything. I think in most cases, they ask me if it's goldenrod or if some kind of allergy from pollen. I say, yeah, it's not goldenrod, though. It's probably ragweed. And so we did a newsletter talking about the difference between ragweed, which has white flowers and is very bad on allergies and everything. And we also updated the information on goldenrod, which does not cause allergies. And the reason that it does not is the pollen of goldenrod from those gorgeous yellow flowers is heavy. It's too heavy to move around in the wind. And that's why it has to be pollinated. That's why the plant attracts pollinators as well as it does. I highly recommend it as wildflower in your garden, especially if you have full sun. I've still got it and still have it blooming in some areas that get very, very little sun, but it does much better in a full sun situation. Let's see. I tell you what, we Andrew will start, but we may have to end this because I got a break coming up. What can I do for you in Hazlitt, Texas?
Hey, Mr. Gadd, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, I was wondering if you could give me some advice. I have a pendo palm. I can't get anybody to come out and look at it, but it's looking pretty sad. Everything I've read says it's maybe a fungal infection.
Yeah, it may be. Can you hang on with me, Andrew? The birds are flying in, and I don't want to rush this, okay?
All righty.
All right, hang on with me, and we'll be back right after this. The telephone number when you hear somebody go away is 866-444-3478.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, we're back with Andrew in Hazlet, Texas. You there, Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Pendo palm's got a little disease going on, huh? What does it look like exactly?
Well, it's about 10 foot tall.
The disease. How does it manifest?
Well, they're starting to brown. All the fronds are starting to brown, and it's just droopy. It's not nice, and it just looks sad.
Okay. And the pendo palm, it's the gray, big palm, gray leaves?
The leaves are turning gray. They were green. They were nice and green.
Well, usually pendo palm is kind of a gray-green color to start with. Was yours not that way?
No, it was nice and green. I mean, maybe it's a date palm, but I was told it was a pendo.
Yeah, it sounds like you may have something else. Pendo is normally a pretty gray-green color. Whatever it was, we're going to do the same thing no matter what. But what you might want to do, Andrew, is send me a photograph of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can send it. You can do the Ask Howard feature on dirtdoctor.com, or you can just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. A lot of palms get... I forget if it's fungal or bacterial. I should remember that disease kind of in the crown of the plant, and that leads to some of the things that you're talking about. It's just like a regular tree, like an oak or an elm or something like that. These diseases hit when the plant is in stress for some reason, so we need to kind of scratch our head and see if we can come up with what that could be. It could be too much water, not enough water, contamination from, you know, pesticides or herbicides or something like that.
Yeah.
The solution to it is the same as other trees. It's called the sick tree treatment. And the sick tree treatment is to aerate the root zone, get some air in the soil, or use hydrogen peroxide and drench the area. You don't have to worry about the flare on palm trees. The only trees we don't have to worry about flares.
Okay.
And then the rest of the sick tree treatment is to apply the amendments that we use to prepare beds, compost, rock powders, and sugars, the dry molasses and the cornmeal. Cornmeal, in this case, very, very important. Now, the final step of the sick tree treatment is always to spray Garrett juice on the plant and the ground and everything else. But when we're dealing with a specific disease like this with your palm, we want to add hydrogen peroxide to it.
Okay, that's what I didn't do. I didn't put hydrogen peroxide in the Garrett juice.
Yeah, you need to do that. Very important. And you do it so that it makes up, if you use 3% from the grocery store, where you replace about 16 ounces of the water in the Garrett juice mixture with the hydrogen peroxide. As I mentioned earlier, in the library, there's an entry for hydrogen peroxide that talks about all of the different formulations and mixing rates and all that. If you make a note to try to come up with the hydrogen peroxide going out in the spray to hit the plant at somewhere between 1 and 1.5%, that's what you want to shoot for.
Okay.
And get it up in the crown really well, because a lot of the disease is working up there in that crown. But spray the entire plant, the trunk and the foliage and the ground plane and the whole deal. And in the meantime, make sure that you probe the soil and think about what might have led to this issue, not the area not draining well enough or something like that.
All righty. And so would you recommend any fungicide?
Yeah, the hydrogen peroxide is the best there is.
Okay.
The chemical fungicides, we talked about this a lot in our event yesterday. The chemical fungicides don't work, and they're by design. They are designed to kill living microorganisms. Well, guess what? When you spray them, they kill the beneficials as well or better than they kill the targeted pathogens. And when you do that, you create this semi-vacuum, and the pathogens actually grow back faster than the beneficials. Now, the hydrogen peroxide will kill the beneficials also if you keep spraying it over and over and over again. But the way it works is it really is good on bacteria and fungi, and then it goes away. It doesn't have any residual at all. It turns into oxygen and water. And then it creates a situation where it actually stimulates the regrowth of the beneficial microorganisms. That's why it works so well.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it.
Give it a shot and send me some pictures if you can. Let's try to figure out exactly what the plant is. Pendo, I guess, can come in a bright green color, but generally they're gray-green, and they're real wide. They're wider, big leaves, and they're wider than they are tall. So you may have some other kind of palm.
All right, I'll send you some pictures then.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. Let's go next. Well, the bird, boy, everything's going fast. Joan, do you have something really quickly I could help you with, or do you want to wait until we have time?
I'll wait if I can.
Okay, talking about witch hazels. Let's do that. I'll put you on hold, and we'll talk right after this break, starting out with Joan talking about witch hazels, a really cool little ornamental tree that has a tree that's closely kin that I also recommend too, the Persian ironwood. I'm Howard Garrett. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter's free. Just fill out the form on the homepage of the website. The information about our course, the Natural Organic Certification course, is right there on the homepage as well. A lot of people are signing up and taking it, and we're getting good response, so we hope you do the same. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.